Welcome to the World Service Conference 2021 Virtual Fellowship Day. My name is Tom and I am a compulsive debtor. The topic for this workshop is The Concepts Sponsor Us All. And our first speaker is Carol B.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Carol, compulsive debtor, Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Portland, Oregon. Nice to see you all. Been solvent in this program since January of 1995. Grace of God. Lucky me, I get to start us out with the concepts. And lucky me, I have the book. Without this book, you know, when I was a GSR and a trustee, we didn't have this book. It was after I rotated off, we got this book. So I'm really honestly not sure I could have articulately said anything about the concepts without reading the homework in the book. So if you're at all confused, like I have been multiple times over the years about what the concepts are, I strongly encourage you, go to the back of the book. You might not have realized, but they're written in the back of the book. Who knew? So I am going to read the first four concepts, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about each one. And my hope is, God willing, that we'll see some kind of through line through these first four concepts, and maybe it will make sense to you and to me, perhaps. The best way we learn is by teaching. So concept number one says, the ultimate responsibility and authority for Debtors Anonymous World Services should always remain with the collective conscience of our whole fellowship as expressed through the DA groups. Concept two, the DA groups have delegated complete administrative and operational authority to the General Service Board. The groups have made the conference the voice and conscience for the whole fellowship, excepting for any changes in the 12 steps, 12 traditions, and in Article 10, which is the general warranties of the conference charter. Concept three, as a traditional means of creating and maintaining a clearly defined working relationship between the groups, the World Service Conference, and the Debtors Anonymous General Service Board, it is suggested that we endow these elements of world service with a traditional right of decision in order to ensure effective leadership. And finally, concept four, throughout our conference structure, we maintain at all levels a traditional right of participation, ensuring a voting representation. Okay, so some of that might make sense, but some of it might not. So I'm just gonna summarize a little bit. So concept one tells me that God expresses through the group conscience. Yay, I don't have to have all the answers. The groups are the primary interpreters of God's will. Whatever God is, I have no idea. The groups interpret God's will for the fellowship's future. Think about that. The general service reps, we know you as the GSRs, and the intergroup service reps, we call you the ISRs, are the links between the groups and the world service level at the World Service Conference. So all of you wonderful trusted servants, GSRs and ISRs, you carry the will of the group conscience from the group level to the World Service Conference, and we salute you for doing that. And you also carry the information from the world service level back to the groups so that we at the local level can be well informed. Thank you for doing that service. That means the groups act through the World Service Conference, through you. We don't take actions at the local level that could harm other groups or DA as a whole. At all levels, we strive to act responsibly by promoting awareness of issues affecting the entire fellowship. So that's concept one, God expresses through the group conscience. So for concept two, the groups have delegated the administrative tasks to the General Service Board, the hardest working bunch of people I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. At the local level, an individual group cannot manage the DA office. We can't write and publish literature. At the local level, it's all we can do to show up on time and lead our meeting. At all levels of service, our leaders are trusted servants. We trust our local trusted servants to handle the group's money, organize the literature, lead the meetings. And we trust our GSRs and ISRs to share our local group conscience at the conference with all the reps from all the other groups around the world. At the World Service level, the members of the conference committees, that's you guys, the GSRs and ISRs, and the trustees, you implement the group conscience as it emerges from the World Service Conference in accordance with the steps, the traditions, and the concepts. So DA members express their will through their group conscience, and their GSRs and ISRs carry that desire to the conference where it's discussed. The GSB listens to the will of the groups as expressed in the group conscience of the conference. The GSB has an obligation to carry out the will of the conference as long as it does not conflict with the steps, traditions, and concepts, and as long as it's financially prudent and possible. The GSB and the conference take care to safeguard the integrity of the steps, the traditions, and Article 10 of the conference charter, because these elements are critical to the essential nature of our spiritual fellowship. We require at least 3/4 of all DA groups to grant permission to change them. Okay, so moving on, concept 3, everyone doing DA service has the right to change their minds. And I've done it many times. I thought I knew the answer. Apparently, it turned out I was wrong. After we seek out all pertinent information and connect with our higher power to make sure we are acting in honesty and integrity, we can reevaluate and change our positions. This happens a lot to GSRs and ISRs who come to the conference with a certain position on a topic. After hearing input from many other members, it is common for delegates to shift their position, their perspective, and support a new decision. We at the local level, we trust you, our trusted servants in this regard. We trust that you're making the best decision based on your spiritual integrity, honesty, care, and prudence. And finally, concept 4, everyone in DA has the right to participate in decisions made about the fellowship's future. At the group and intergroup levels, we participate in business meetings, we make our voices heard, we're part of the group conscience, and we expect our GSRs to carry our group conscience to the World Service Conference. As GSRs and ISRs, you attend the World Service Conference and become part of the group conscience at the conference. As a member of the board, we exercise our right of participation in business meetings. We respect everyone's contribution to the discussion so that all opinions are discussed in the process of reaching the group conscience. The through line in these 4 concepts is trust. We trust that the higher power's will express through the group conscience of a group of compulsive debtors who are deliberating in good faith and integrity for the good of the program. We trust that our leaders are operating from integrity, honesty, respect, and care for our beloved fellowship. We trust that our leaders are setting aside their personal agendas to focus instead on the good of DA as a whole. So to sum all that up, we trust that the group conscience emerges from our honest, thoughtful deliberations at all levels, from the local business meeting all the way to the convocation. We emphasize the rights of the individual. However, we also support the majority decision made with substantial unanimity as the higher power's will manifesting through the group conscience. Love and respect underpin all that we do at all service levels. If a mistake has been made, it will eventually surface. For me, I'm almost done. Service in DA is a direct antidote to the disease of compulsive debting. Doing service directly addresses my self-centered fear. That's the character defect that drives my disease. Service can be a pit that sucks me dry. It can also be a lifeline to my solvency. The temptation to use the DA service position for personal gain, ego, self-aggrandizement, popularity, or political power, it will always be there in me, which invites me back to the spiritual solution. Service is an invitation to join my fellow DAs in meaningful work to support and grow the DA program. If we don't have trusted servants who give their time and energy without expectation of personal reward, DA would wither and die. Not wanting to give back as part of my DA disease. If I stopped giving, my local DA world could die. If you all stop giving, DA as a whole could die. This is always a real possibility. I don't take any of this for granted. Without DA, I will not survive. So thank you all for your service. I appreciate you, and thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Carol. Now we have Jan J.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jan. I'm a debtor. Grateful to be here. I live in Illinois, near Chicago. And August is my anniversary month. I came into DA in 1995, so this is 26 years for me this month. I'm so terribly grateful to all of you and to this program. My home group is a women's BDA meeting on Monday mornings in Chicago. And I don't keep track of my solvency date because I have found that for some reason I'm not perfect, and sometimes things slip through the cracks, so I just didn't want to carry around the shame. So that's what I can tell you about that. And I served as a GSR for 3 years, and so I loved being a GSR. It was a very exciting time for me, and I know anybody who's new, all of this stuff is new. It was the same for me as well. And I served on the board for 3.5 years with Carol and Alan and some of others of you on the call today, and learned so much. And the concepts were always something that, for me, I mean, it used to be that the traditions were these mystical mystery things, and then it became the concept. So I was always grateful to generally at the conferences, the B trustees, the non-debtors, often had the task of talking about the concepts. And so I was always happy to hear about them, to learn more. So having to, and as Carol mentioned, to have the book, because I still am a bit lost about what all the concepts mean and what they do. But the study of them in this book, you know, makes that possible, and to hear people speaking about them. So I'm going to take one at a time, and we'll see what happens here. Concept 5, the traditional rights of appeal and petition protect the minority opinion and ensure the consideration of personal grievances. The right of appeal refers to the duty of the majority to listen to the minority viewpoint in any debate on issues of importance to DA. This right of appeal is of immense spiritual importance. It requires great humility on the part of a majority to recognize that it may have erred. It requires great courage on the part of a member to face down the majority and call it to recognize its duties. And it requires a great degree of respect for the rights of all members to implement this right. And I have a vague recollection of being at convocation and a motion passed, and the minority, you know, voice spoke, and a lot of us changed our voting, changed our minds. And, you know, just as we were talking about the first 4 concepts, like, we need to hear all the views. You know, I might come in with a particular viewpoint on something, or my meeting when I was a GSR, you know, said, yeah, our group conscience is this thing. And then as I gathered more information and heard more things at the conference, you know, I might have changed my mind. And it's nice to have that right. The right of petition refers to the right of any personally aggrieved member to seek redress within the service structure. So if I were to have an issue with the board, I can address the board. If I have an issue with something that's going on with my home meeting, I can address that in my home meeting. We all have these rights. Equality, that's the word that I wrote down, equality. Humility, spirituality, all these are running through these concepts. Concept 6, the conference acknowledges the primary administrative responsibility of the Debtors Anonymous General Service Board. And as, again, we heard in those first 4 concepts, we have to have the General Service Board to take care of the financial aspects, the publication aspects, the legal aspects, trademarks, copyrights. You know, we cannot do these things from afar at our meetings. The meetings support us, or support the board, support the General Service Office, but there has to be somebody who has continuity, just like the board, how the rotation works. You know, there's always somebody who was there before, you know, that knows about these things, and they are the entity that takes care of all these things and, you know, have the legal ability to do so. The conference has to let go and let the General Service Board handle the administrative aspects of DA. and the General Service Board needs to listen to and accept the group conscience of the World Service Conference, which is, of course, the conference of the groups. And it says the operative principle is humility. So it's really humility on all of our parts, isn't it? The board to listen, the groups to, you know, be okay with what the board is able to do. There's so many great ideas that come out of the conference, and motions are passed and recommendations are made, and the board can only do so many things, and there's only so much money, and there's only so much energy. So things get taken care of as it's possible. Everybody's just doing the best they can. Concept 7. This is a long one. Hang in there. The conference recognizes that the charter and the bylaws of the Debtors Anonymous General Service Board serve as governing documents, and that the trustees have legal rights, while the rights of the conference are spiritual, rooted in the 12 traditions. The concepts are not legal instruments. So the General Service Board has legal rights, and the World Service Conference has spiritual rights. The General Service Board is a corporation, and they're bound by the laws of the state of New York. The General Service Board, the DA, is governed by this. It's incorporated in the state of New York. And so our bylaws are legally binding for the General Service Board. The trustees have to follow certain legalities in their operations, you know, and, you know, audits for the numbers and things like that, which, of course, the conference does not have to do, and the committees there do not have to do. So that's so nice that the conference within the committees, following the traditions, you know, following the steps and the concepts, but the spirituality of, you know, following our group conscience, following their hearts, you know, trying to do what's best for the people who are new to DA and people we can, you know, be greeting as newcomers down the line. Concept 8. The Debtors Anonymous General Service Board of Trustees assumes primary leadership for larger matters of overall policy, finance, and custodial oversight, and delegates authority for routine management of the General Service Office. I'm going to read this bit here. Concept 8 recognizes, as Concept 6 does, that the realities and practicalities of life require that the General Service Board take on the role of primary leadership for matters of overall policy. The board meets in person and by telephone conference throughout the year. It is a continuing body and has the experience and knowledge necessary to give a broad perspective. So that's what's so nice about, like I said, the continuity of the board is that things will come up in convocation, things come up at the conference, things come up during the year. And there's always this history, this, you know, shared history, things are written down that the board can refer back to and say, this came up at one point and this is how it was handled. You know, this came up, oh, now we can handle it differently. You know, there's a history there that a new JSR might not have, you know, obviously would not have any awareness of, You know, things always come back around. People who have been on the board know things always come back around. And it's good to have the history to see what went on before us. Pardon me, I flip my page here. The board is composed of servants, not masters, is what it says in the book. And we have to, you know, keep in mind the structure of DA, 12-step programs, is backwards, right, than most corporations and organizations where the meetings are here at the top of our triangle, intergroup, and then the World Service Conference, you know, is really at the bottom, supported. You know, we're supporting the groups, supporting the intergroups from the bottom. The board's accountable to the groups. However, only the board can appropriately handle the finances and properties necessary to fill our publishing and other educational functions within the concepts of the steps, traditions, and steps, traditions, and concepts. So, and also this refers to how the board oversees the General Service Office, but doesn't micromanage the office. Thank you. So, you know, we have to let the people who are working at the office do their work, find their best systems, and the board doesn't need to get their fingers in there. So, unless there's something egregious going on, you know, stepping back and allowing those people to be trusted servants as well. So thank you for allowing me to speak, and I'm happy to learn more about these concepts. Thanks.
Thank you, Jen. Now we have Alan A.
There we go. Hi, I'm Alan. I'm a compulsive debtor. Thank you. My anniversary day is July 14th. I walked into my first meeting in 1993. And since that time, I recently celebrated 31 years of solvency of not incurring new unsecured debt one day at a time. DA literally changed my life. And when I came in, I was $35,000 in debt and my income was $23,000. I totally bottomed out. I maxed out on credit cards. I maxed out on charge cards. I maxed out on what I could borrow from family or friends. And I was playing Russian roulette or robbing from Peter to pay Paul with all my creditors, especially my landlord, who I would write a check and he never cashed until the 21st. So I figured I could spend that money until the 21st. And then he didn't do that. And I ended up being 2 months behind on the rent and several months behind on utilities. And I had an infant son at home at that time. So it was pretty scary. But I started working with a sponsor, got a PRG going and started working the steps. And the first thing that I had to deal with was communicating with creditors, basically. That was the most pressing action. And there were just fundamental shifts that happened to me during that period where I started to come to this realization that I needed to stop making promises I couldn't keep, that if I made a promise, I had to be sure that I could keep that promise. Practicing integrity, being honest in communication with people. And that was very new for me. And so I realized over the years that all both of the steps, the traditions and the concepts all involved in some way or another of becoming an adult. My behavior was not very adult when I came into program. And you know, all of these things basically started to affect how I saw people, how I communicated with people. And I started to see shifts happening in my life, which were really fundamental. I started doing service. First service position I remember I had was as treasurer, which is very scary to all of us as debtors. And I remember having a problem with having the numbers were not working out. And I went to the meeting with a lot of trepidation, but I was honest about it. And I just told everybody what had happened. And the result I got was all these hands reaching out to help. And a couple of people stayed with me after the meeting and we figured it out and worked it out. And so, you know, I learned by doing service that you know, I could ask for help and that I could trust, you know, which is really a big change for me as well. I didn't really take the tradition seriously until I started doing intergroup service in New York. And I became more conscious of you know, how the groups work and what keeps them going, how do groups survive and how do they thrive. And so I started reading traditions at that point, and I had no idea what the concepts were. And I never approached the concepts until I became a board member, which was in 2007. That was 17 years after I first walked into a room. And we actually practiced them on a regular basis. Somebody would talk about the concepts at every board meeting. And it just opened my eyes to something else. You know, the steps are guidelines, spiritual guidelines for recovery, individual recovery. The traditions are guidelines for our groups, how to function as groups and how to thrive. And the concepts of how to keep DA surviving, how to keep DA thriving. And it just opened up another world for me. So I'm gonna go through them. I got the hard ones, 9 through 12. These are the ones that I always struggle with. And don't be surprised if you do when you read them. They're hard to get your head around sometimes. But concept 9 says, good leaders together with appropriate methods for choosing them at all levels are necessary. At the World Service level, the Board of Trustees assumes primary leadership for DA as a whole. So this reminds us again of Tradition 2, which says that our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. But it also reminds us that there's a flip side to that, that we have to trust the servants as well. This is a responsibility we give to the board and that we have to trust them to do their best to do the will of the fellowship. And that's what the General Service but It does the will of the group conscious that's expressed through the World Service Conference. What happens at the World Service Conference, that comes back to the board to implement. And you know, we trust that the General Service Board acts for the good of the fellowship as a whole. Concept 10 is every DA service responsibility should be equal to its service authority as defined by tradition, resolution, or DA's charter. Well, the General Service Board and the World Service Conference, each of these is an entity of DA. The General Service Board committees, the World Service Conference committees, each of them need to not exceed their authority that they've been given. Each one has been given authority to do certain things, and what we strive to do is to keep within that authority, that the authority that's been entrusted to them by the fellowship. And we trust that they won't impinge on the duties of other groups as well. So for example, a literature committee of the World Service Conference, their role is to come up with an idea for a new literature and to present it to the conference for approval or to turn it down. Their role is not to write literature, but their role is to advise. And it's not the role of the tech committee, for example, to write literature either. You know, every committee has its responsibilities, and we strive to keep within that authority that we've been given. Somebody earlier today said something which really hit me. He said our disease is a disease of impatience. You know, we want it now. And you can see that oftentimes at the conference that, you know, there's so much passion about certain ideas and people want to see things happen. And if there's a new pamphlet they want to see, for example, they want to push it through as easily and fast as possible without really thinking about what the consequences are of doing that. So, you know, it just reminds us again how important that is to limit authority, but to also respect it. Concept 11 says, while the trustees hold final authority for DA World Service Administration, they will be assisted by the best possible staff members and consultants. Therefore, serious care and consideration will always be given to the compensation, selection, induction to service, rotation, and assignments for special rights and duties for all staff with a proper basis for determining financial compensation. In a nutshell, basically it's saying that the General Service Board is an employer and the General Service Office is an employee. And so it's the responsibility of the General Service Board to manage the General Service Office. And the World Service Conference does not do that. The World Service Conference can advise about what's going on in the office, but they strive not to interfere with that relationship between the GSB and the GSO. And last but not least is concept 12, which is a long one. I'm going to jump ahead on this. It says the Conference of Debtors Anonymous will observe the spirit of the traditions, taking care not to become powerful and wealthy, having sufficient operating funds with a prudent reserve, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to go through these one by one. So taking care not to become powerful and wealthy. The World Service Conference, the board, none of them have the power to discipline or expel any member of DA. And one of the things that we try to do in serving on any of these entities is to put aside personal goals, personal ambitions, and resentments. So in a way, all of these are opportunities to practice the steps again. So, you know, just being careful about our own behavior. Having sufficient operating funds with a prudent reserve. These, by the way, are the warranties. Having sufficient operating funds with a prudent reserve. The board is responsible for supervising our finances as a fellowship. And at every World Service Conference, the board treasurer gives a report of the state of the treasury. And so again, it's looking at what the responsibilities are and respecting that, and also keeping it open so that it's not secretive and it's out in the open. We put it into practice on the service level what we've learned on the recovery level. Having no authority over any other members. The conference has no power to direct the recovery of any individual in DA, and it can't mandate course of action or any other lives. So how each member achieves his or her spiritual life is a matter of individual conscience. Making important decisions by discussing and voting on issues wherever possible by substantial unanimity. So this gets back to what Jam was saying earlier about the minority opinion. You're respecting the minority opinion and giving it an opportunity to get it out there so it can be considered. not acting in a punitive way. There's no excommunication. There's no denial of membership. Nobody exercises authority over the membership of DA. Not inciting public controversy. Keeping outside issues outside. And it's one of these things that you do see come up in the conference where sometimes people, again, have so much passion that they start to go in the direction of a political convention rather than a business meeting. And the World Service Conference is a business meeting of the Fellowship of DA. It's not a way to get your personal views in or your political views, but it's really how to best help the fellowship grow and thrive. Never performing any acts of government. The General Service Board can't seek to bind the membership in any kind of belief system or code of conduct. Always remaining democratic in thought and action. And again, this is well covered by the other traditions. So there's a certain amount of repetition there, but all of these are you know, when you start reading these things, they're really interesting and make a huge difference. And I just wanted to end by saying that I had a surprise recently where I was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2016, and my wife was diagnosed with bone marrow cancer a year and a half later. And so there's been a lot of stress in my life over this period of time. And I found myself going back to the first step, and because I'm a freelance textbook writer. And I started a new project with my co-author before I was diagnosed. And it was a 4-year project. The 4 years I was going to be writing this project. I had no idea what was going to happen in the future. But this tension developed between me and her over what she saw as my secretiveness. And I suddenly realized that I was doing the same thing with her and the company I was working for that I had done with creditors when I first came into program. I was making promises I couldn't keep. I was saying I would have something ready when it wasn't. I kept falling behind on the schedule. And it was very hard for me to just say what was going on with me and just being honest about it. And what it showed to me was how, you know, these are things that are just ongoing issues that you know, all of these, the steps, the traditions, the concept, all of these come to play at some point or another. And, you know, it's how you interact with others, how you interact with other people and keep it adult and not, and keep it healthy. So thank you.
Thank you, Alan.